Let's move on, please, to item number 19.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with law enforcement agencies for the use of the Police Bureau Training Complex.
Captain Parman is here to talk about this implementation of the one of the very ideas behind building this training facility in the first place.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, my name is Brian Parman. I'm currently the captain of the training division at the Portland Police Bureau. So we're here today to present an ordinance. And just as a little bit of background, the facility opened in September of 2014. And so we spent a little over a year using the facility, working the bugs out as far as how we safely move people around the building. And during the entire time we've been open, and in fact, even prior to opening, we've had many, many requests from other agencies. They want to come and use the facility to train their members as well. We have had some limited usage by other city bureaus and by other outside agencies during the last year, but we really wanted to formalize our process, and so we've worked with the city attorney's office to develop an intergovernmental agreement that will allow us to make our facility available for use when the police bureau is not using it to train. And we've developed a fee structure that will aid in cost recovery, which will help to offset the operating costs for the facility.
So those fees, Captain, are designed to fully recover our incremental additional costs, right? So we're spreading the cost of the facility over more users.
Right, and in developing the fee structure, you know, we worked with other comparable facilities here in the region. We're not the only indoor range in the region, so the rates that we charge for our range are comparable to other facilities. And, you know, we're trying to balance, you know, full cost recovery against what other agencies can pay. You know, we know firsthand, having spent decades renting facilities for our members, what a burden it can be. And so trying to balance access to a state-of-the-art training facility against the, you know, it does cost us to keep the lights on.
Yeah. Commissioner Fritz?
That's a very noble willingness to share with other jurisdictions. However, the taxpayers of Portland spend $18 million to buy this facility. So just getting cost recovery for keeping the lights on for outside agencies doesn't seem to me to be the right policy in terms of the fees, and it's particularly because this IGA intergovernmental agreement sets the standard for all the other ones, and that you'll be authorized to go ahead and implement them without council's approval of the others. So I'm really concerned about only getting cost recovery rather than getting back some of the investment that Portland's taxpayers have made in this facility.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that point. And so, as I said, we're simply trying to balance what we think other agencies will pay. You know, if our rate is substantially higher than another indoor range, then we won't see usage, and those dollars will go to other jurisdictions for their facilities and not ours.
Have you looked at what facilities we have that nobody else has? Because it's a really state-of-the-art facility.
Oh, absolutely. The area that what we offer that other facilities don't is our indoor scenario village, which is an area where we can do scenario-based training. And so we set a rate for that. I will point out that the rate structure is an appendix to the agreement. It can be modified. It gives us the ability to alter the fee structure based on usage or based on how the market changes as the facility and the market continue to evolve.
So some of these, in looking at the fee schedule, some of these fees are basically these other agencies use our facility. For example, the driving course, it's there. That $60 an hour doesn't include instructors or staff. That's just to use that part of the facility, right? That's a use fee.
Yeah, correct. It's just to make the facility available. When we have to staff the training, there is, at the very bottom, we have after-hours supervision. So if people train outside of our normal business hours, we are recouping the personnel cost associated with being there to provide access.
Yeah, okay. So some of this involves a small amount of wear and tear and just amortization of whether it's a mock weapon or a piece of asphalt.
Yes, exactly.
The scenario village is less expensive to rent than just a simple large classroom.
True.
Yeah, that is correct.
If that's something that's special to us, that it's not like we're competing with anybody else, I'd just like you to go back, and as you said, you can presumably the commissioner in charge can adjust the fee schedule or comes back in the budget. I'd just like that to be a consideration.
I think you've raised some good points. I think my suggestion would be we approve this, we give Captain Parman the green light to get going with this, and then see how we're doing. Like any business, if you will, we'll see how our demand is. Your point about more fully recovering the investment that our citizens have already made is not a that's a very reasonable position for us to take, not just operating costs, but some amortization of the investment that we've made. Point taken, and I think none of us is interested in particularly subsidizing other agencies in using this facility. We want to make it available. We want to charge what the market will bear, but also a reasonable return. So fair point, Commissioner. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I have a follow-up question on that, which is, Captain, how do you define the benefit to us as a city and a force of having sister agencies do some training in our facility? Because I'm guessing there's something in it for us as well beyond just cost recovery.
Well, I think there is, and the largest benefit I think that we see is it will only outside usage will only improve the communication we have with these agencies, and several of these agencies exist within the boundaries of the city, the Port of Portland, Portland State, OHSU, and these are agencies that we would partner with to respond to large-scale events in their small areas of jurisdiction within our city or even on our borders, you know, the event, say, like an active shooter in Clackamas County. And so to the extent we have had more time to interact with their staff and we can all be operating off the same sheet of music, if you will only improve the metro area response to emergencies.
Yeah, and so we directly or indirectly benefit from that.
Absolutely.
Reminds me a little bit of an argument someone made when we were debating JTTF, where someone sort of turned some of the concerns upside down and said, yeah, but by having our officers working with the FBI, we'll have our eyes and ears in there and potentially raise the level of awareness around the issues we care about by participating. And one, you know, reasonable people can agree or disagree with that argument, but it does seem to me that uniform training and communication with our regional partners has a benefit to us if they're doing it at our facility. So
I would agree.
One thing to consider.
Thank you.
Other questions, Captain Barman? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's going to pass to second reading next week.